I sent you another picture, which is a little bit better in the way it sits. Came off the camera. The outdoor camera. So we live in the northern hemisphere, so it had to be pointed towards the north. Northeast-ish, but more north than anything. There's a little cool thing. I have to take a picture of the app. The app is pretty neat. Gives you all kinds of stuff. Statistics, everything about the system. Packet loss, 100% ping. We're getting 100% ping. Data, I'm getting over 100, even though I'm paying for 100. And my upload is, yesterday it was 50 megabits per second, and today it's at 65. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of bouncing around. But upload, it doesn't really matter. It only matters when I'm talking, you know, on data streaming or gaming or watching TV on Hulu or whatever. All it does is handshake, and that's it, you know. Download, handshake. So you don't really need all that upload speed, but it's nice to have when you're doing voice over IP. It seems like it's working a lot better today on the second day. But I think last night I ran the alignment graph. I have to show you the little map. It says I have no obstructions, which is true. There's nothing up there. The power line is past it, which is great. So it's actually communicating back and forth past the power line. And the tree that you see out there is not overhanging me. And this thing is pointed 20 degrees up towards the north, if that makes sense. But it flies like no tomorrow, and everybody sounds amazing. I don't think I've ever had such great data in my life. One thing I did notice about their router, it's a little sluggish routing around the house when you're trying to do something on the repeater or, you know, look at the cameras. It's a little slow. And I did look at the specs on that. It's 400 megabits per second. And I'm thinking about going back to my router because I can bypass their modem. K6GBT.